Hydration's an issue.
Oh, yeah? More like, hi, how are you?
Hi, how are
on
you?
On this issue edition of the
You ever listen to Daniel Johnson, Daniel Ryan?
I can't do it again.
I don't listen to anyone.
You can't tell me what to do. Don't tread on me. Why do you
sound so quiet? I know.
That's like a Master Shake line.
Trying to say.
Because he fucking...
Same. I don't listen to
it. My mouth is on. There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Hi, guys. Wow. Already 30 seconds in, you fucking idiot.
You're an idiot.
Huh?
No.
Did you say anything important yet?
Am I sneaky?
Ew. Yeah.
A sneaky snake? Ew.
Dan's hair is on sneaky. My fucking shorts.
Gross.
Hey.
Gross.
Okay.
Good job, Dan. Very impressed.
Oh, my God. Stop.
He's don't breaking stop. Out the PBR. Yeah, no, fucking don't stop. Because stop. If I listened to a podcast and this happened, I'd fucking...
I would turn beautiful. It off.
Yeah, I'd show up to Chevy Chase Lane and fuck Dan up.
You're broken one.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to What's Online podcast, where we're here to answer two questions. Is doxing ethical and what's online? Before we get into that, we've got Daniel Ryan.
Don't do it again.
Yeah, we got Ryan Pluck. I shouldn't
Hello.
Have done that.
Hi. I'm here.
All right.
These
we've got
words.
Matthew Harding.
Yo.
We got Taylor.
I'm here.
Hi.
Hey.
And I'm your host, Curtis Carlson. We've got a
hi.
We've got a basic cast today. We've got no special guests. We don't even have a special.
Well, we might have a special guest.
Oh yeah.
Oh, do we?
A special needs guest.
A special. Oh, you did it.
More like a special guest that we need.
Oh.
Oh.
We especially need it. Yeah.
Not the one that we deserve.
Definitely
is it
not.
Batman?
No, I we'll think, see I how think it actually is the guest that we deserve and not the guest we need.
We'll see how slow the second half goes, and we might get to Dan's.
Dance, Gavin, dance.
Dance, Gavin, dance.
Is that what you were going to say? I tried to complete it for you. You say ew?
Huh?
Sorry.
Jeez, you, jeez, me,
you mean,
Jesus.
You
like dance, Gavin, dance?
Or talking into your mic. Try it again.
What?
There you go.
Yeah, I've been off this whole time. I have not.
You haven't been off. You've been turned up at 9, and apparently I need you at 10.
11.
Oh.
12?
Sorry.
It's okay.
He's the audio engineer. That's his fault.
That's his thing.
I am hot.
It's warm.
It is.
I know. I actually had to take my sweater off. I'm always freezing down here.
God, why are we quiet and this thing is so loud?
Why are we talking about how cold we are or hot we are?
That is fucking bumping.
Because temperatures are the greatest thing. That's why I tune in to her.
It got warm
weather.
It did get warm today. It's so nice. I did some kind of gardening stuff and ran around running errands all day. What?
Better than Dan?
I mean, I didn't even set up the garden yet, but yes, it will be better.
Well, you
dug
a little tiny hole, and then you poked around.
I did. I
found
planned
a brick
where
and a
I wanted
home base
stuff,
plate.
And I moved some moss.
Ooh.
Moss.
I mowed the lawn.
You rehomed moss.
I did. Yeah. Well, because where we want to put some of the garden
she
stuff, the moss was in the
she
way.
Lived here. No.
And I was like, I like this moss. So I moved it so
some
it wasn't going to get demolished.
Yeah.
And I put it on top of a very big earthworm.
She said we must keep it.
Okay.
So that way he could make it grow better.
Yeah. It's his cape. I don't know the worm to moss relationships very well,
you
so I can't
just
even make a joke.
Here, worm, poop under this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it does?
Help it.
Fertilizer.
Yeah. He was a very big worm.
Take worm plus rock, put moss on top of
How
it.
How big was the moss?
Big.
Oh.
Big Moss.
The size of the hole
big
that
moss.
I dug that
Big
you
Moss
saw?
Is like a good rap name.
Oh, yeah.
It's big just moss. Like a guy. Yeah, Big Moss.
About
it's just.
About an 8-inch radius moss. Big Moss.
Big Moss.
Yeah. Moss worm.
What kind of style rap does he have?
Oh, man. Is
he doing fucking drill beats and shit?
Or mumble gardening.
Like backpack rap.
You say monkey gardening?
What's backpack
mumble
rap?
Gardening.
Oh.
Kanye, more conscious rap.
Oh.
Well, I guess I can't
say called
Kanye.
Backpack
early
rap?
Kanye. Very, very early Kanye. Like first album Kanye. Yes.
Thanks.
How would you define backpack rap?
Conscious rap.
Conscious rap? Yeah. So, like,
someone's
they're
going to tell me I'm wrong about
versus
that.
Versus unconscious rap?
Coma.
Unconscious rap is look at how much drugs and money I have. Conscious rap is that's bad for the community.
Like, Hobson? Like, is that backpack rap?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. So.
I'd say it's in the realm of conscious rap.
How
I don't
did
know
this
if
come
fully
from me
intertwined
moving
or if it's just like.
Well, because we're talking about Big Moss, like
the rapper.
Yeah, so like I feel like you just have like an afro, but it's like dyed green somehow. So
Big Moss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his like big single.
Yeah. That could be.
Oh yeah, that's his fucking watermark.
There, oh, no,
maybe
I
it's his DJ.
Yeah, with DJ Chia.
That's his opener. It's kind of like
yeah, it's just DJ Chia. He just scratches it a lot. Chia.
That would suck. I would not listen to this Big Moss character.
we're leaning more towards like a DJ Khaled style rapper.
DJ Khaled.
He's a guy that DJ Khaled would definitely put on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got that figured out. Yeah.
Welcome back to the podcast. We are podcasting right now.
Big Moss should have sponsored
and we
us.
Figured out we that start. You guys have been doing housework.
So
how have our other two couch potatoes over here? We got Ryan and we got Matt.
Yeah, I'm pretty baked. Like a potato.
LMFAO.
Dan.
I'm not doing
I was just so used to
it's the piss off Taylor episode now.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a piss off Kurt episode.
No,
like actually a Luke request.
I've been immune to all of your tricky audio engineer. how have you guys been?
I don't know.
You don't know?
you had a week off with your lady friend and have nothing
yeah,
for
Yeah, I'm
it.
Still in a
you
daze.
Had, you had the
man.
Whole week off?
Yeah.
With your girl, with your lady. What'd you do all week?
Yeah.
I came home and they were just fucking watching Lost.
Dude.
The entire time.
I was expecting the watching Lost part of the end.
We're like a season and a half into Lost. So we literally, it was a rainy day when we had plans.
Oh yeah, it did rain a lot this week.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. did. So we just couch potatoed it, ate pizza rolls, watched 12 episodes of Lost.
Nice.
For a week?
No, that was one day.
What about the other six? Did you do something interesting on those ones?
What the fuck did we do? I mean, we had the podcast. We had D&D. She played D&D with us.
Okay. Was she, like, special
there was
guest?
Penis and vagina interactions.
There was.
Probably.
Congrats,
yeah.
man.
Thanks.
Which end were you on? It's 2024. We don't know for sure.
Maybe it's both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
They swap.
Hit math roll. Yeah, no, it was pretty chill. Not gonna lie, I took her out for her birthday. Went to dinner, got her a couple gifts.
Nice.
And
did you say happy birthday?
I did a lot.
That's good.
Yep, and I gave her Spanx. You know.
Oh yeah.
You gotta have the birthday Spanx.
Yeah.
Important.
Yep.
Pretty nice. Good.
That's
did
good.
You give Kurt his birthday Spanx?
Not yet. I had to wait for the girlfriend to leave.
Right. That makes sense.
She just.
She
left
didn't
today.
Want to be involved with that.
Yeah, no, it's complicated.
Maybe.
I just don't like women. That's mostly it.
Gotcha. They are intimidating.
Oh, no, it's
bird opinions.
Look at that.
It's fast.
Female birds are intimidating. They'll squawk at you if you get too close to your nest.
Hold
fucking
on. What,
geese.
Is it, what does it sound like, though?
Dude, female barn swallows will bombard you if you walk near their nest. They try to fucking attack you, and it's... It is intimidating. It's scary.
What about geese?
It's the males that are defending usually. Like the female geese will be like sitting and roosting on the eggs, and the dudes will be like, "Come at me, bro."
They're like whoa, all whoa, mean. Whoa, 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 whoa. I still like them, but they're all mean.
But they have like a, I'd say like a like 60-foot radius where they're just like overly like macho, and they're like. Huh? You looking at my girl? You trying to fuck with me? Yeah. Versus like other birds are like, if you're too close to the nest, that's it. Like this guy's like going around being like, hey,
look how long my neck is.
Hey, fucking try to, you looking at my, and it's like the middle of like a median in the middle of the round.
Right,
it's like, dude, you do not know how cars work, obviously, because this is, this wouldn't end well. I hate Canadian geese so goddamn much.
How many have you run over?
I have never killed one, but
good.
If I
you're
ever
allowed
did,
to
I
run over two a year.
What?
You're allowed to like kill two a year.
Says
what?
Who?
The law.
I thought the law was to not kill any.
You're not supposed to kill any, but if you kill two,
try not to kill any is the law.
Yeah.
But if you kill more than two, then they get worried.
They're coming after you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah, we went and...
why are they protected of all things? They're fucking everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
They're not endangered.
Maybe it's a Canadian rule.
Yeah.
We have to...
Yeah, last
why,
time I checked,
are, why
this
are we
is
taking
America.
Orders from Canadians?
Send them back.
Those Indians can't figure out how to make money not look like Monopoly money or, like, make bacon properly, but, oh, their geese are important now, I guess.
We need to deport all geese.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? Vote Trump. We'll deport all the geese and make the Canadians pay for it.
Oh, no.
Make the Quebec.
Make the geese pay for it.
Yeah.
When was the fucking eclipse?
Monday.
How many days was that ago?
Oh, yeah. We should talk about
that.
Yeah, we did that. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she was here for that. And we made some fucking finger sandwiches and had a little picnic.
Oh, that's so cute. Ooh. I wish. Cute.
Nice.
She made scones. Oh my God. They were blueberry lemon.
Ooh.
Thought of you, Dan. I did.
Aw.
Because we bond on lemons.
Yeah.
Ugh. I can't.
Lemon bonding.
Lemons.
It's okay. I have Matt.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. You don't need
lemon
you.
And no, lemon sweets are kind of weird. Like pastries and stuff like that. Like, I don't like lemon cookies, like baked goods.
Dude, lemon is just an awful flavor.
You guys are just wrong.
Kind of thing.
No, lemon drops are awesome. I love lemon drops.
No, lemon candy, lemon foot, no.
Lemon heads, lemon drops, I'm cool with. I just
I love
don't
lemonade.
Like
lemon grab.
Lemonade?
Yeah. Yeah. Lemon. I really like lemonade. Something about lemons that I'm just, I ain't
You ever had
it.
An Arnie Palmer?
Yeah. Have you ever had
but that's
Arnie?
I think the tea, there's more tea flavor than lemon. So.
It's actually half and half
it
is the whole idea.
Sure
I
is.
Know, but, it but it doesn't taste as lemony.
Well, that's the whole idea. With tea.
Yeah, people put
yeah,
lemons
that's what
in
I'm saying,
their tea.
So that's why I like that one, because it tastes like more tea than just lemonade. I know it's half and half, you ass.
Would you like it better if it was all tea?
I
like,
yeah.
I like
okay.
my rum and Coke
so
over
why
had
did
on
you?
The menu. Because there's like a Coke flavor in it.
It's like I like Coke. Arnold Palmer, but it'd be greater if it was just like the Palmer part of it.
I'm still waiting for my superpowers.
Yeah, so we had the eclipse and we're not
Wait,
mutants.
What?
No, we're talking about the eclipse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I miss seeing you guys.
What?
And things.
Because he's blind.
Oh, you're blind. Yeah. Okay.
Nice, bro.
That was bad.
Officer, I'm blind.
No, I told you guys. I put the sunglasses on and looked down. Just to be safe.
Wait, what?
Nice. Looked at it through a mirror?
No. I did have to have Ares look at it through Ryan's tablet that he was recording it with.
Oh.
Because Ares kept being back and forth about not caring, not giving a shit. For the listener, he's 7. And also... trying to like kind of turn around and look up to see what everyone's looking at. And me and me like, hey man, no, you can't fucking look at that until we had to sit him in a chair under like the awning just so we couldn't see it. Like, sorry dude, like I want you to look at this, but and then I'd occasionally like grab the glasses and like hold them on his face and then also pull his head over and like be like, see, now we're putting you back. Like you
damn,
couldn't
right,
miss,
yeah,
dude,
he's just not
burn
focused
your fucking
enough.
Eyes out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, like that day was interesting because I walked outside and I just saw like Rabbit sitting on the bench in front of my car. So he's just like got his glasses on and everything like that.
Hell yeah.
We're talking about the eclipse if we hadn't made that very clear. The
Oh,
what
wow.
was dates for the eclipse?
Dates.
Eighth.
It was the 8th.
Yeah.
April 8th, 2024 eclipse. We live in Indiana. We dox ourselves yet again. And we were perfectly in the path of this.
Of totality.
Yep.
And around where we were, it was between like 3:05 and 3:06, which
God,
when...
Right? Backyards? Yeah. Mm. You said Rabbit was just out front?
Yeah.
Right? You guys go anywhere for it? Because apparently fucking a lot of people
yeah,
are paying...
He said they went on a picnic, which is perfect.
Well, I'm just... A lot of people... How much did it cost? They don't know the Speedway... Entrance
oh,
fee.
Yeah. I don't know how much that costs.
Oh, they
I
were hosting a thing
I
at
think
Speedway?
It was like 40
yeah,
bucks a ticket
at the racetrack.
To go into the racetrack.
Oh, wow.
And I know they were like reserving spots at
you
like Garfield
know that
Park.
Shit's expensive.
And like they had tickets to go up on the Indiana State Museum's roof and like look at it from there.
That's
cool.
Kind of
neat.
Yeah. I think they were
the
like
Indiana
crazy
State
expensive
Museum.
Though.
Yeah,
I mean, I probably saw it the same as they did.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the same everywhere, but the experience.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Rabbit was just sitting in that bench that's in our driveway, and I went over and talked with him about it. So I went to Meijer like an hour before this, and I didn't have any glasses. And
they were probably out.
Oh, yeah, you said you weren't going to wear them.
Well, yeah, and then I was just going there. I'm like, I'm going to buy some booze and, like, drink myself blind before the sun, like,
finishes it off.
But I went...
I want to get so drunk that I think it's nighttime.
Right. No, I went into the self-checkout lane, and there's this very nice man who is I've seen there before, and he's like, hey! And I'm like, hey, you guys don't have any glasses or anything. He's like, no, we just sold out of them, but do you need some? And I'm like, I would appreciate some.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I bought a bunch of extra, so when, like, it happens, I can hand them out to people at Meijer. And I'm like, cool. Yeah, he was a very nice man. And I was like, oh.
We just sold out because of me.
Right, yeah.
No, and he didn't charge me or anything. He just gave me the fucking glasses. And
God, I wonder if anyone scalped fucking glasses.
Oh, yes, oh, they did. Like, they did. There were stands that were selling them for like $25.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah. They,
like $3.
Because it'll work if you're all out and you want to see the eclipse. Once in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you could stare at it while it was in totality.
Huh?
You could look at it without the glasses in totality.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not we did. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
It's a little risky.
Yeah, we did glasses.
Oh, I stared right at that bitch.
Oh, yeah, me too.
No.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is fine, I heard.
Me and Rabbit looked at its reflection off of my windshield.
Dude, it was nuts.
Nice.
Yeah, we didn't like look directly at it at totality because you can, but like once it clicks over, like, it's like that's the sound of it baking your eyeballs.
Yeah. It was pretty amazing though to see like the red sun flares coming off of it while it was in totality.
Yeah, yep. That was really cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
I couldn't physically see that, but I saw like tons of pictures of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was reading something today about like people were bringing up like how weird it was, how desaturated everything was right before it. Mm-hmm. Like it felt different than like if it was just night out.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess human eyes, once it gets below a certain level of darkness, just go into grayscale, but we don't really notice it because our brains kind of adjust for that, depending on the time of day or if we're in a cave or something like that. But if you're out in the middle of the day and there's the sun out, like, it's kind of confused. So you're not, like, really processing, oh, I just am seeing in black and white now. And I thought that was really weird because I guess I never really thought about that, but oh, I guess I can't really see colors that well. And
unless you're tripping.
Yeah,
then they're vivid. It's like daytime at night.
Yeah. But, and I might be talking out of my ass because this is just like a forum post, but he's like, the rods in your eye.
Can you flip the mic around?
What?
And put it to your mouth instead.
Right here?
Well, yeah, you said you're talking out of your...
Oh, yeah. God damn it.
It was a bit.
Good job. Well, it sounded very informative because the person said, like, the rods in your eyes shut down under a certain amount of light level, and then you're just seeing in, like, grayscale at a certain point.
So you can see better. I heard that that's why a lot of pirates have eye patches. It's not because they all had battle injuries, but it's that when they go from daytime to beneath deck... they can still see because, like, one of their eyes is covered.
You are full of shit.
No, I've heard that, too.
They're only covering one eye, so the other one's still going to get blasted with light.
You can do that right now.
Yeah,
but at any point in day, you can cover your over one eye and leave it open. Don't close your eye, but just cover it with one hand, and you will see more light. It'll open, it'll dilate your pupils at any point in the day.
Well, I'm not going to do that, so that's fine.
I'm
not going to look that one up.
Fuck out of that after this podcast.
Oh, that one you don't even have. That one you can just do wherever. I'm just saying, as far as the applicability to pirates doing eye patch things, you can fact check. But as far as like the hand thing, you can just go do that.
No, I get that. I just think that it. Okay, I'll look into this. I just want to know the historiography of this.
His story.
Historiography of this, like,
now,
or
who,
like
whose story?
His. Yeah.
His. The snake from Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, see, it made me think.
I had like three
Oz.
Different words
Wizard
I wanted Oz. To say at that point.
The little munchkins were like, you'll go down in his story or whatever. Like, that's what it sounded like. You know?
Nope.
No?
No.
What? Oh. Okay.
I remember the lion.
Now the whole like song's playing in my head.
Oh yeah, wasn't fucking what's his face, the scarecrow?
Mm-hmm.
Who's what's his face?
Dick Van Dyke. No.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Not was he
all.
In it?
No. No.
What am I thinking of?
I not don't that. Know.
Okay.
You're thinking of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah. Well, because we talking about him.
We talked about Chitty Bang Bang the last time, but
yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, no, he's not in that movie at all.
Dick Van Dyke.
Sure, he's not one of the Munchkins.
The New Year's
yeah,
special.
Yeah, because it was just a smidge before him. Like that was in 1932.
Yeah,
I'm sure he was alive. When, but
when did Dick Van Dyke become Dick Van Dyke?
1933.
No, he was. Oh my God. He was doing movies. I think it was like the late 40s. Because I think Mary Poppins was late 40s, early 50s. I think.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
like
think
that.
He had any black and white work.
Not that I have
when
seen
did he become
personally.
British?
British.
In Mary Poppins.
British.
That's it.
British. Oi.
Oi.
How do you guys feel about like Britain just in general?
Not as sourly about it as you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I made that clear on the podcast.
It's always lightly grayscaled there.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Happened and they're like, what? Nothing even.
Yeah,
but it's also
their weather's
pass
perfect.
Over them.
It's like Washington where it's like rainy and foggy.
Yeah, I like that perfect. Idea. I just like. Also hating British people
so
for no reason a lot
time.
More.
They're probably all depressed because
well,
of the vitamin D deficiency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who else you got to
I have
on?
That now, yeah. And I go out
black
in the sun.
People.
So does Kirsty.
Brown people. Well.
What?
Dan's like, who else am I going to pick on?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
And Matt said Kirsty.
He's vitamin D deficient.
Oh, yeah.
So
you're gonna give her
to
that
take
D.
Specific.
I've made that joke like, about 14 times.
Uh-huh.
Never gets old.
I give her salmon.
What?
I've brought you.
I'd
salmon
give her
a bulk,
multivitamin. That would. Probably.
Yeah, I've force you. I got you one of the old lady pill organizers.
I know, and I was doing really good, and then for the last 2 months, I haven't taken any.
Yeah.
Look how pale and.
Perfect.
Look where we are now.
Nice save.
Yeah, look cool. At me now.
Hey, I like being pale, K.
All right.
L.
The pastier, the better.
Pale K? Is that Big Moss's, like, featuring?
Pale K. Yeah.
Big Moss and Pale K.
Pale K.
It's like an albino guy.
Pale Kale.
Yeah, no, I feel like that has
she's
to be
like
a drill album now.
Feature. Yeah.
Big Moss, Pale Kale.
Mm. Pale Kale.
Yeah. Kale Bill.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
All right, that's it.
All right. Cool.
Good episode, guys.
It's hot.
Hey, OJ died.
Oh, yeah. Did. Thank God.
The juice expired.
The that's
look at Matt. He's getting even more naked now.
My chef said they couldn't bury him because the coffin didn't fit.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He must have quit.
Yep.
Yeah.
He must have quit.
I think I made
life.
A post about it on Facebook, and I was like, it comes in threes because I was commenting on someone else that was like, okay, can we get Dan Schneider next, please?
Mm.
It tasted good.
What?
Well, we both said, mm.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Okay, wait, so.
Unless Kurt was.
Comes in threes. OJ died.
Yeah, usually when people die, like, you'll have three people die in a row, so it'll be. One person, maybe like a week later, another person dies, or maybe one,
oh,
yeah.
2
weeks later,
I feel like a lot
dies.
More people have died since that happened.
I was
well,
like every
they
day.
Do, but I mean, people that,
people that matter.
Well, not people that matter, people that you know are going
Ryan,
to die.
Ryan, you're not
about.
A scientist, you don't know
that. People important.
I wish
to
I
die.
Could come in threes.
You can.
Every day.
I sneeze
you can,
in threes.
Just take some time.
Yeah,
I sneeze
too.
In like sixes.
Only in threes is a breeder's song.
You
so,
sneeze in twelves.
When OJ yeah. died, my first.
Damn it, fuck 12.
When OJ died, my thoughts were completely consumed by Norm MacDonald. Like, I was just, like, thinking, like, yeah. Man, he'd have so many fucking good jokes right now. Like,
and yeah. Now it's up to you. I bet Anthony Jeselnik said something funny.
Oh, I'm, yeah, I'll have to look into that. Thank you, Dan, for yeah. reminding me.
Go
yeah.
Google it, the listener.
Go Google
it'll
it.
Be funny.
Go Google.
Mm-hmm. Come back and listen to us.
Google.
I'm like, hey, they, uh-huh.
Yeah,
they led
we're,
me to something
we're
funny,
actually
which
like
is
that.
Just as good as them being
yeah.
funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Listen to our 9/11 episode. Not as bad as an Anthony Jeselnik special. No, yeah, I was just thinking, like, they both kind of, like, they both died of cancer, so that's just,
OJ
man.
Died of cancer?
Yeah.
Oh, know that.
That's was kind of a lame way.
Yeah, no, he should have
die?
Died by stabbing.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Who do you think would be up to the challenge of stabbing OJ to death, though? Like, he's was always, like, kind of a big guy and, like, even old. Like,
he's tough enough to stab him to
probably
death?
Probably OJ's killer. Or his wife's a killer.
Yeah, he's really good at stabbing people.
He's real good.
If he stabbed himself, do you think he would get away with it?
Oh, my God.
It was like, he was murdered.
It's not really.
They got him on trial.
It's a murder.
And they life. Just keep moving his body back and forth.
Somebody's puppeteering him.
Oh my God.
Two kneppers. Yeah.
Going nuts. Yeah.
There's gloves everywhere.
The Arby's glove is there.
The Arby's glove?
Professional witness.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's the jury.
I don't know. I'm not a big guy.
That's like the
Arby's
glove and the hamburger helper glove.
I'm not big on grave dancing, but do you guys feel like OJ is like a good exception to that? Like,
I just don't care.
Well, yeah, that's.
I mean, he was a piece of shit.
Like, right.
Yeah.
He literally wrote a book like
if
how
I did it.
Yeah.
I think we'd have a little bit more hesitation if Amos cared about football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I guess he was like a football legend.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
it doesn't
where he
matter
came from?
If you're a shit person, you're a shit person.
Yeah, he was like a football legend and like an actor.
And a possible murderer.
Because of that.
Yeah, like he did horrible things.
Yeah.
Well, so.
Football.
Oh, I'm
he
saying,
also
I don't care.
Made
I'm saying
some
that's
of the
where
Kardashians.
People with a point
so.
Of contention would come
well,
from.
Well, and
that's
Dave
true.
Chappelle and his.
He probably made him.
Specials kind of hit on OJ a lot. And what. He kind of came up at a time where he was just like this very mild mannered, like gentle giant kind of character, and that was very appealing to like white people.
Who, OJ?
Yes.
Oh, and when you I say made them, I literally mean like he.
Yeah, like
created,
fuck their mom.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, part of why some people are like, in his defense, not saying I am, but part of why people I've heard say is not because they don't think he did it, but because they think. He, like many professional brutal sport style athletes, have just gotten so much fucking straight up brain damage that that's why he's so good at pretending as though he never even did it, because there's a chance that he might not even register that he did that.
Which is why he drove like his weird fucking SUV on the highway and like no, I don't buy
was
that.
Saying
for
he was going to kill himself the whole
it's
fucking
not
time.
My, but
right,
that is
yeah,
a popular.
I'd probably be great at murder.
Oh yeah, because
your memory sucks.
Yeah.
Dude,
you're falling out of the tree.
A lot of weed first.
God, who's the who is the, his lawyer?
Like,
I'm trying to remember.
I don't remember the name.
I don't remember.
What was the question?
OJ's
God,
lawyer?
I know who you're talking about. Oh, there's that whole thing with him. I don't fucking remember his name.
No, if he got, he would have a field day with Matt. He's like, this man has fallen out of a tree like 400 times.
3 times.
Listen to this podcast.
Times.
We can go through
he
and find every
three.
Story that he's been injured.
I've got the hospital record. He doesn't even know how many times he's fallen out of the tree.
He still thinks he has hair.
I haven't even like hit my head enough times to excuse my memory loss. It's just the depression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll do it.
It do.
Well, that and how many times you hit your head too.
Mm. Ah.
You just keep forgetting about it.
My dad did drop me directly on my fucking head.
You know what? You know what
that
helps?
Explains so much.
If you took your fucking pills, that'd probably help a little bit.
Okay, can everybody not gang up on me?
That's
just Dan.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you're fine with that.
I think
Ryan's
just happy to be here. Kurt's having a good time.
Yeah.
It also doesn't help that Alzheimer's runs through my dad's family, like on both his mom and dad's
sick.
Side. So,
do you know that diarrhea is hereditary?
What?
Diarrhea is hereditary.
Well, fuck.
What?
It runs in your genes.
Oh.
I knew that there was a joke there. I knew it. I knew there was a little kernel.
Yeah, a little. But yeah, we all got a team together. Luke did hit me up today, and per request, he said we haven't had a pissing off Kurt episode in too long.
Oh.
He's had it too good
hey, Kurt.
For too long.
Oh, really?
Fuck you.
Oh, no.
Fuck you.
I'll there fuck you later.
Okay.
He's
Spanx.
Probably
not
lying. Not
now.
Yeah,
I am so
fuck
upset.
Fuck you very much.
Tim Spanx.
This is incredibly upsetting.
32 Spanx.
He's gonna give you 32 spanks.
No, I mean like literal the spanks that you wear.
Oh, he's
I
gonna,
was about to say like
you have to wear all of them at the same time.
Oh man, that would be miserable.
And then he's gonna spank you.
I mean, I'd have 32 layers of spanks. I think it'd be okay.
Spank proof.
Yeah, I feel like at that point, like maybe if he gave me 32 spanks, like on my bare bum, and then also dressed me up, like I would be. you like that terminology?
Yeah, that's nice. Good choice of words.
Yeah. Cool.
Sometimes the wording's better than whatever the fuck the rest of that sentence was because we all laughed over it.
I'm glad.
My butt will never be bare.
No? Why? Because how hairy it is.
Very hairy.
Oh, no.
She got grossed out.
I did. That, ooh.
Got a hairy ass. You want to see it?
No.
I'll do it.
Have you ever looked at my tobacco bag?
That's what it looks
Why,
like.
Why? Is his ass hair in there?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Matt's a very hairy man.
She just looked at it and saw like the picture of tobacco on it.
So I don't know if you're like more in shape now, but I remember I also like made this joke where I'm like, I don't know where Matt's back ends and his ass crack And I felt really bad about that because it was a very mean thing, but I'm also bringing it back up on the podcast.
Right, yeah. Do you feel bad when you go like get a massage?
No, it feels pretty good.
No,
he has nothing.
Ow.
That's perfect.
Did you hit your tooth again?
That was.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Like massage. You hit your fucking tooth again?
Yes. This Stop is actually it. The second time so far.
It's going to be knocked out.
For your info, Dan.
I know. I do have a horse mouth.
What the fuck? All right, Sarah Jessica Parker.
No.
This she is just weird. Looks like a
no,
horse.
She said
I have a
horse mouth.
Oh.
That too.
Good for you, Dan.
Yeah, she keeps trying to eat that mic.
Congrats, guys.
I don't care if a masseuse touches my butt. Feels good.
How deep? Where?
Yep.
In the whole spot?
What ethnicity?
Do you feel bad for the masseuse?
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Have I left the speakers on the whole time?
Oh, nice.
Have you?
Sweet.
Yep. Here, I'll put the mic up to it, and we all got to say something fun.
That was your fight of pocket, girly white. Oh, look at me. I got Ford clean water.
Podcast.
You want to shut off your speakers, Dan?
No. Turn them off.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the What's Online podcast. We've got Dan Ryan.
That's me.
Audio engineer extraordinaire. Wow. If you heard some weird shit on the last half, don't worry about it. Shut up.
His fault.
Yeah. No.
What are you talking about?
Dumb.
On the first half?
Oh, yeah, because you had the speakers going on the entire time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was a little dumb.
Never mind.
A little dumb.
It's okay. We've got Ryan Block.
Hello. A little dumb.
We got Matthew Harding.
Ah.
Hey, that's what I did in the first half.
Yeah.
I don't know, do you guys say it's me? But you have to. Well, not that it's me, but it's you.
It's Dan.
It's me. I was worried Nailed that's it. What they were going to think.
I am the audio engineer.
Hey, look, it's
Kitten. I leave buttons on.
Taylor Summer.
Hey, Kitten.
Come here, Kitten.
She was about to investigate until you did that.
There is a new cat in the house.
Yeah,
my cat.
Get her on
that
mic.
That is in the studio.
She might meow in it. She's a lot more vocal.
Oh, my God. It's coming towards the camera, the podcast.
Give me that
nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Maron style.
There's a cinder block in front of the drum.
Well, yeah, so it doesn't,
move walk away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm here, by the way.
Enough kick drum will slide
I'm
it.
Working on it. You were calling your familiar.
She said, never mind, fuck this, familiar. And we left.
All right. Bye. We also have Taylor on the podcast.
Oh, cool.
This fruit roll-up is stale.
Sick.
Okay, cool.
Gross.
And I'm your host, Guru Carlson.
You mean it's still good?
Still eating it.
Jake Paul's going to fight Mike Tyson. How do you guys think?
Yeah, I thought that got canceled.
Oh, did it? That would suck.
I thought he backed out of it.
Yeah, that's
good.
He probably died.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I thought they had like one like training sparring match, and then he said, never mind.
Really? Oh, okay, good.
Did I say YouTube? Did I say that? Practice sparring match is what
I also thought he was a YouTube guy.
He is a YouTube, guy.
Yeah, Jake Paul is a YouTube.
No, Mike Tyson is a real famous boxer.
YouTube guy.
Yeah.
He bit a man's ear off, Matt.
On YouTube.
He's friends with YouTube.
He'll do it to YouTube.
Yeah.
Sorry, I burped in
you. He's going to do it to YouTube?
Yeah.
What'd Bono do to him?
Shut
Thanks,
up.
Thanks, man.
Fuck off. So it got canceled.
Like
Jake Paul's like,
I don't know. That could have been fucking clickbait.
He doesn't even know.
I kind of want
to talk to someone else.
It was really gross.
My bad. It's
not just somebody else.
Okay.
I'll go fight Mike Tyson.
Oh yeah. What would your techniques be, Matt?
Yeah.
I'll squeeze his
first
left
thing
nut.
Came up is Saturday, July 20th.
It's gonna be on Netflix.
What?
Yeah.
Jinx.
Netflix is doing it?
That's what I
heard.
Right
here, I'll knock on.
You have to for you. Look it up for me, man.
I got it, man.
That would be the only boxing match I ever watch.
I want to see like Mike Tyson rip
Netflix.
Jake Paul. rip Jake Paul.
Yeah, I want to see him wipe the floor with
Netflix
Jake Paul.
Live at the AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, July 20th.
So, from what I understand, that Jake Paul is actually trained himself up to be a pretty like capable like
boxer.
Yeah,
that's what's frustrating about him. He's a good villain.
Yeah.
He's actually really good at boxing.
But like is he up to Mike Tyson level?
No.
And the answer is absolutely
I mean, I've heard that a lot of his matches they like fudge the contracts so there's like a no knockout clause.
Mm.
So it can't make either of them look
bad. Yeah, I mean that's why Netflix is hosting it.
Yeah, exactly.
Cause, like,
do you think
it was
Mike
Tyson
is going to listen to a no
fight,
knockout clause?
No. I fucking hope not.
I think he would rather get sued.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Mike Tyson's like accidentally gonna kill this man.
Yeah.
I won't be sad about
it. I've heard so many like rumors that it's gonna be like a 2-on-1, that there's gonna be a no knockout, and then there's something else. Like I heard that his fucking brother or something. Like, they're gonna be tagged.
Logan
team, like,
Paul.
Yeah, against Mike Tyson, like 2-on-1. Like they're.
I don't like their chances that. Even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
Logan
that,
Paul hasn't.
I think
been,
I saw that too, and I'm
Logan
not sure
Paul's,
if that's a clickbait either. But it was an idea that like he is allowed to do that. Like, that's probably just some bullshit that Mike Tyson said like in an interview. Like, yeah, I mean, if he fucking needs help, bring him on in. But I doubt that would actually be a rule.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, Logan Paul's been doing stuff in the WWE. He was just at WrestleMania.
Both doing wrestling, boxing shit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they both suck.
Yeah.
Well, the celebrity.
And it's definitely for like exposure on both their parts.
But yes, like, they can't fucking do YouTube.
Exactly.
Anymore.
Well, I mean, they can. They just.
They shouldn't.
They have the. They got like so much, the pay per view boxing stuff that they've done has brought in so much goddamn money.
Oh. And crypto coin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that fucking sucks.
Fucking
dude.
Dink Doink.
What?
Yeah. Logan Paul had a Dink Doink that he ended up doing a rug pull on like all of his fans. And then he had some other like fucking NFT thing. It was supposed to be a Tamagotchi NFT type thing that he wanted to do, which he also just scammed all of his audience on.
I hate these people.
Good shit. Yeah.
They are the absolute like paragon of influencer.
Yeah.
Personality.
I mean, I was going to say that makes sense, you know, for the guy that went to the suicide forest in Japan and was like filming the bodies and shit. Yeah. Oh, that was Jake? I thought that was Logan.
It
doesn't matter. Either way.
One of them.
Yeah. Both
it was
them.
One of them, and it's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Absolutely fuck you.
But what Dan
as
was...
As well as the horse they rode in on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I would both fuck those all of them.
Yeah.
The horse can fuck
can't wait
them.
To fuck that horse.
Yeah.
I fuck the horse. I'd... Wait, hold on a second.
Horse.
I feel like I...
Yeah.
Anyway,
you
Dan, you were saying...
Let's not hang out with the horse rider. I'm
the horse's name was Wednesday.
Now. The horse should fuck...
What day do you fuck it on?
Friday.
Hey, not on hump day?
Well, it's already Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. And that's just a camel.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
Mike,
stupid.
Mike.
Yeah.
You got me.
Like a
tricked
camel
me.
Bag. Have you ever heard of those camel bag things? You know, it's like a backpack that you, with a straw. Yeah.
They make me sweat.
Yeah, but a camel is an animal.
Yeah.
What is happening?
All right. Anyways,
it's a camel.
Hopefully, one of the Paul brothers gets their head ripped off by Mike Tyson, like just freaking out because I would like that. Because
his fighting instincts are going to kick in with his brain damage and just knock him out, regardless of whatever rule says no knockout.
Yeah, it's. I'm pretty sure there were rules about not biting somebody's fucking ear off when he was fighting.
I hope that's true. He like just happened to research like who he's fighting, like Mike Tyson, so.
I got
like,
a sneaking suspicion Mike Tyson doesn't really understand who he's fighting.
I
also haven't looked up any interviews about
this. But it would be cool
this.
If he like looked at it and then it was like, wow, this dude sucks.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah. So
I mean,
he's going
extra I think
hard.
Just this young, like 27-year-old dude challenging him is enough for him to be like,
true.
Yeah, I'm retired, but you're okay. Sure, fucking, I'm gonna fuck you up. Like, I don't think
did he
needs
like
to
request
do
to fight Mike Tyson?
Yeah. Oh, he fought Floyd Mayweather before, also.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that
Floyd
one had
Mayweather
a no knockout.
Still fighting, so that's different.
Yeah.
That's different than requesting a retired.
It has a no
fighter.
Knockout because he's a pussy and he's scared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's fucking Mike Tyson. I don't blame him for doing
and
a knockout.
And it's a YouTuber that does
like
boxing.
Yeah, then
but that
don't
does
fucking fight him if you know you're gonna lose.
Well, here
he's also gonna get a lot of coverage and a lot of people talking about him on podcasts.
Lots of money
in Indiana.
Well, and like there was a
money.
I saw a little bit like where Mike Tyson was talking on like the Joe Rogan podcast. I'm not a huge listener to that, but it's really funny to watch like Joe Rogan talk to Mike Tyson because he's like, I need to be very careful how I word these things. Yeah. And Mike Tyson,
don't ask him if he's done the mushrooms. Don't ask him if he's done mushrooms.
Wow.
But no, and he was talking to Mike Tyson about like. Mike Tyson is like, I'm getting back into training and everything like that. And his like regimen is just like scary.
Apparently, Mike Tyson's earning like $20 million for this fight.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, so that's why he's about it.
Yeah.
He can buy so many pigeons.
Yeah, and make them kiss.
Yeah.
Pigeons are cute.
Right. Yeah, I didn't think about him having to like get his body out of retirement.
Mm hmm. Oh, that,
I don't
he's
think
got all that
be
muscle
hard for
memory,
him.
Though.
He's going to go clean up a beach like My Hero Academia.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like
any
Rocky.
Hoozle.
What?
Dan, I believe you had a person that you wanted to bring on the podcast.
Yeah, it was someone I was getting some work done with, and I'm going to leave because I'm just sick of him after working with him. But he's gotten a lot better. But
okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm okay, this is the sound of me walking away.
I wonder if it's
those
Triple G.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? What's up?
Hey there, guy.
Oh, hey, how's it going, man?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
I haven't been here in a while. I haven't been here in a long time.
Oh, my God.
I've never met you, but I've heard a lot about you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys already know who it is, though.
That's stupid.
It's Triple G.
Yeah. Hey, Triple G, welcome back to the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
Yeah, no, it's been a long time. I'm glad to see you're still alive. Like,
still kicking and shooting and all violent acts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, absolutely.
Always.
Hey,
I
Triple G, you've been working with Dan lately?
I just swang through. I've been traveling a whole lot.
Okay.
Cool. How much?
So much.
Where have you been?
All around.
Like what cities specifically?
I was just down in Florida.
Okay.
Doing what? All over the Keys. I was enjoying spring break, man.
Oh, yeah? MTV style?
Yeah, that just happened.
It did just happen, didn't
it? That just went down.
Did they have MTV spring break still?
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Was Fred Durst there?
No.
Oh.
All right. We've got I don't want any
competition.
That's good.
Authority, Triple G. You think Fred Durst is competition for you?
Everyone's competition if they're on a mic.
All right.
Sick. We're on mics, though.
No, you're just holding them.
Oh.
Fred Durst likes to stand on
them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I get it.
Triple G, welcome back to the podcast. Is there something going on right now that you want to like tell all the people?
I'm just
about?
Having a lot of life changes going on right now.
Okay.
Did you find God?
I did not find
God. So you're not on God.
No.
Okay.
Not on God. On science.
Okay.
On science.
Scientology?
Lovely.
No.
Okay.
Well, not that far.
No, yeah, you know, I was checking out spring break. It was pretty fucking crazy down there.
Crazy.
I was getting some bars in. I was practicing. I was scheming and rapping and writing. You know,
I got
some work out through there, and it got a little hectic for me. I think I purged in a sense.
Uh oh, what'd you do?
I feel like I don't really need so much violence right now. I'm pretty relaxed now.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, like your material in the past has been pretty
well. Like I did get some material while I was at spring break.
Okay.
Yeah, do you have that?
Yeah, do you want it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Come on, throw that on. Don't tease us.
Yeah, Burrs. Man.
All right, Burrs.
Triple G coming on the podcast being a cock tease.
Yeah.
You silly boy.
That's what I do. Triple Glock tease, you know what I mean?
Oh, here we go.
I'm Triple G, and I sound like this now. I changed, the people said my voice was bad, but I'm coming back like this. I said, you know me, it's Triple G, I just got back from a killing spree on a Florida beach in the Keys during spring break week. It seems crazy, but these geeks berated me. Said my CD was weak and now music is all streams. I beat them like a mixtape, put the steel in their face and blew away like blue and gray are my favorite colors sometimes and sometimes. Nope, but these rhymes are dope. On the southeast coast, allow me to do the most, turning people into ghosts. I'm too hot, see smoke roll off me like most ops. I gotta be known like Calvin Klein clothes or just Calvin Klein, but I think we know the clothes more than we know the man. Man, I'm the man the most. I'm so masculine and kind of into toes and feet.
We're down?
Wow.
Pretty sick. Yeah. No,
damn, dude.
I've been cooking.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it, dude. You've been, it's very relatable. The feet thing at the end, like,
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty relatable. Like,
you got a little questionable face. You're looking at me like it's weird or something.
Yeah, are you proud of that?
No.
Are you kink shaming me about it?
I'm not.
Do you like put like barbecue sauce on them, like their baby back ribs or something?
Yeah, suck it right off.
Yeah,
get it. Okay. Between the toes, right?
Yeah. Saucy toe.
Oh, nice.
Getting in there.
That was an interesting song. Have you heard of the Insane Clown Posse at all?
Yeah, of course I know the Insane with Violent
it definitely,
J.
Yeah.
He's not
and
as
Shaggy Too Dope.
And
that's who.
Yeah. It reminded me a lot of that.
Yeah, and them like, guys really is some clowns, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
do you go to the gathering then?
Kurt's just fucking head tilted way back, downing as much beer as he has left.
It's kind of hard to get the bottom of the Fosters.
Anyways, Triple G.
Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry.
I know it's hard. Sometimes your voice reverts back to pre-puberty or whatever.
Well, yeah. I was, as you heard in that track, I had to open up and let people know that I switched up the voice. I was getting a lot of hate.
You got feelings
on my
now.
Old voice. Yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm really feeling it. I've been feeling so much now.
Did you have like an uncle or a father that maybe felt you or something like that?
I don't
know
who
you were
my
feeling?
Father or uncle was. I don't know my mother either. I was born on the streets. You know what I mean? I was raised on the streets, literally.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that why you smelled that way?
Smell what way? Out my
street-y.
Nose?
Like a street.
Smell
streety.
Like,
I'll
like
take
street
that.
Animals?
Like I was raised by the streets.
Like which street specifically?
What does that mean?
Like,
yeah.
Like Martin Luther King
like
Street?
Just near the streets, like around them. Yeah.
Right.
Every city has that. Main Street.
And it's the best street.
All the streets. It didn't matter which street. The streets are my family.
First streets.
Okay. I don't care much for the people
did
I walk
come
around
up from
them.
Like homelessness to like rapid
maybe
or
like second
no,
street.
The streets are my home.
Right. Okay. So
as long as I'm on a street, I'm always home. Right now that I'm in a home and not on a street, I'm not home.
But if we went like just off of the driveway,
yeah,
you'd be
home.
Yeah.
If we went and took a smoke break, I'd be home.
You know, that's very worldly of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a very great, interesting concept.
Thanks.
Simple. Man.
So you're always home, no matter where you are.
Yeah, unless I'm in nature.
And not on a where? Nature.
Yeah.
Because there's no streets.
Well, yeah, no streets there.
Not even like paths.
No,
it doesn't count.
No, it's not a street.
It's like the guest house.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
When did you develop like a foot fetish? This is like
develop. I just have a foot fetish.
Okay. Like, do you think that's like a good market to like lock into? Like,
I think it's the most common kink.
Is it because you grew up on the streets and people walk on them?
You know, that could have something to do with it. I smell a lot of feet.
Yeah.
That's the smell. That's how you describe it. Feet.
Oh, is that what it smells? I smell like feet.
Okay. You are what you kink.
That makes sense.
Hey.
Do you think, like, maybe your next, like, LP might be, or, like, you know, just, like, single Feet Street? Like
Feet Street.
You know, you give me some ideas. Yeah. I might have to take that back to the lab.
It could be workshop.
You know, it's just any
yeah,
corner.
For real.
Any four-way intersection is great.
You want to try to lay down some bars?
Right
yeah. Could we get like...
No, that's why I pre-record.
Gotcha. You're more so of a notebook guy than a freestyler.
That's completely understandable. So, Triple G, You've obviously switched things up and everything like that. What's your opinions on the modern rap game right
the
now?
Modern, I don't think it's conscious enough. I don't think it's backpacky enough, if I'm using those terms correctly, which I should be since it's my genre.
Oh, yeah, you are a conscious rapper. You're talking about real issues.
I wasn't, but I am now.
Oh, okay.
Once I got my purge out, I got a little more philosophical about what's going on, about how we think about things. You know what I mean? When we're using our heads.
What'd you purge on?
Right, you have people killing.
All right.
I've never met you until today. So what does Triple G even stand for? Like, shouldn't you be Triple F, like foot fetish fiend?
No, it's guns, guns, guns.
Okay.
Nice.
Sounds like you're more into guns, feet guns, than guns.
Guns. You're a new listener.
Yeah. Cool, man.
You may have noticed I also changed the tag at the end of my songs.
Yeah. It's yeah, word down.
All right. Is there any rapper you have beef with right now, Triple G?
No. The only rappers I did have beef with got killed.
Oh, shit. By you?
At Spring Break?
Oh, shit. Like, so, do you have a dream collaboration? Like a
dream rapper to kill?
No.
J. Cole. He's pretty big competition for me right now.
Well, no, like somebody you would want to like rap with or like be a feature on, or like,
you know, we're getting a little bit out of order, but there actually is, I've found a new respect for some older musicians and getting kind of back to my roots and where rap came from, and you know where we, and I was listening to the Black Crowes and they had that song Hard to Handle. And I thought, this sounds almost like it's something that I would like, but there's something off about it. And I found out that Otis Redding actually originally wrote that song.
Okay, so wait, hold on a second. I think you're giving us a crash course on some music history I don't completely... The Black Crowes?
Yeah.
Could you... I'm not familiar.
I was in things you buy by the dozen. That ain't nothing but 10 cent I'm loving. Hey, little mama, I'll let you can come, because mama, I'm sure how to handle now, you saran.
It's like that kind of rock music.
But Otis Redding made that first.
Okay.
What was that?
So I wanted to make a tribute to the way that he originally did it, with his original lyrics.
Okay. Could you, for us crackers on the podcast, Otis Redding?
Yeah.
Who is he?
He's a old famous musician.
He's a singer.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, hold on. Let me.
Have you seen the movie Animal House?
I love that movie.
I haven't seen it.
He is the in the, or that is his band in the basement.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Top Tom being sitting they on sing, the dock. They of the sing. They sing. Stand by Me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the song Tenderless.
It's the song that rabbits always sing at rock band night.
Yeah. Shout. Shout.
To describe that for a listener.
This is an old bluesy musician.
Yeah, but you know the song I was talking about, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So you did a remix
of
it?
I was trying to...
Yeah, I did a cover of it.
Oh, yeah.
But using the Otis Redding original lyrics.
Bars.
Okay.
You already know who it is. Triple G on the track. Doing some Otis Redding tribute song. Baby, here I am, a man on scene. I can give you what you want, but you gotta come home with me. I've got some good old loving and I got some in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys and things that come by the dozen, that ain't nothing but boys' eggs, donuts, soda cans, hair clips, gas station candy boxes, condoms, and playing cards with your sets. Yes, sir. Bandanas, bubble wands, roses in a bouquet. No pads, fidget spinners, eggs, poppin' packs, sponges, pens, pencils, brownies, cupcakes, Tupperware, golf balls, and eggs. Hangers, shower hooks, kids' art sets of paint, dish racks, socks, and tea bags. Boys will come a dime by the dozen, dying up by 10 salmon. Have a salmon, lights, camera, I'm sure I'm him now, yes sir, I am. Socks and Kool-Aid, stress balls, pillowcases, and eggs, and Mountain Dew, and Coke, and Pepsi, too. Sometimes, wristbands and bracelets, and hair ties, plastic cup sets, soap. Bath bombs were down.
We're down. You really sticking with that?
Yeah. Oh. Triple G's crying over here.
Oh my dear Lord.
It was so beautiful to listen to. Yeah.
I barely listen to my tracks back. I just record them and then I just assume that they're gold.
That's a great way of thinking and going through life.
No, not at all.
No,
I completely understand that. I was very moved by that track that I just heard right now.
Well, you sure were moving.
Yeah. I was doing a lot of this and
right.
This and
I know. I know. I'm crying.
I see you cheering a lot,
mm-hmm.
clapping.
Yeah. No, that was very beautiful. It's a huge departure. Like you said, you're moving on to some other stuff. And
oh, I'm still rapping. That was just like, you know, a little B sides,
like a fun side.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got you. That's
keep it for the mixtape.
Just
mix
trying to pay tribute. You know.
Right.
Yeah, for the old heads, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know, I'm branching out around a little bit because I'm traveling so much, you know, and it's mm-hmm. it's hard to make money in this rap game, you know what I mean? And if I'm killing people less and all that, well, it's harder to steal wallets and things like that. So I'm trying to get into that whole YouTube
dilemma.
Game now.
Okay, yeah, you're trying to so make money off your music instead of just, like, criminal acts.
Well, I'm hoping to get on YouTube and start making money that way instead of just the streaming game and all that.
So what would you want to do on YouTube, do you think?
More like my philosophical type style rapping, that conscious rapping I'm trying to slide into, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've got a lot of big concepts that you want to try and elaborate for everybody in the world. So, like music videos, or are you going to like just...
I don't know. I'll probably just be like filmed on my phone.
Okay, cool.
Vertically?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
YouTube Shorts
I'll
is where the
money's
at right
like
now.
A fire hydrant or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you know, the streets.
Yeah, my bedroom.
Right. The streets.
Yeah, the squeets.
Mm-hmm.
Live on the squeet. Yeah, I think that it'd go great for you. Like, I guess, like, do you have, like, a...
Yeah, I have one more.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's do it.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it comes in threes.
They always do.
Oldest rule of the podcast.
Coming in threes?
Yeah.
You better already fucking know who it is. Triple G on the track, let's get it.
Imagine if you were entirely made out of popsicles and someone said, give me a lick. You'd probably be like, hell nah, don't do that, Brandon. Put me back in the fridge. Fridge is non-descriptive, I need a stakeholder. But see, like the day ends at dark, but it still has the night. But a night can't have a day, a fridge can have a freezer. But freezers don't have fridges, ruffles have riches. Like how I got bitches, and raffle tickets, apple picking, grapple midgets. Tapping now faster than master witness, like a kung fu master. And they see stuff really fast, I'm the best. And the rest, oh, like sleep, plot twist. Don't sleep on me, princess in the pea. I don't really remember what that story means, but you better throw some respect and smash that like button. Remember to subscribe to get my latest video.
Wow, man. That's like...
You forgot the word down.
It's deep, right?
That was,
maybe
man.
Sunblock.
That's...
I felt that in my soul.
Yeah, Triple G, I gotta say, like, your production and lyricism has evolved a huge amount since you just showed up on the podcast, because
who's
all three of these things...
Don't worry, he's got feet.
Dark Brandon.
Freezers don't have fridges spoke to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like how a day can have a night, but a night can't have a day.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Beautiful night for an evening.
Wow.
Do you have any, like, activists?
No, I don't really have anything else.
Well,
That's
thank you very much, Triple G, for being on the podcast and giving us these previews and... We will definitely turn on everybody we can into your musical career, because obviously it's going pretty well for you.
That's right.
Hell yeah. I got one more. I got a question. How much did you pay Dan this time?
Nope.
Nice. Still threatening him with his life?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm not killing people, but I still have my guns.
Of course.
I'm sure
as you would, as in a proud American would.
Hey, can we see one right now? Like, yeah, no. Do you have one?
Yeah, check this shit out.
Fucking hell.
God damn, dude.
That's large.
How can you hold that with one hand? It's like...
Living on the
street.
Living on the streets, you get pretty used to holding things with one hand.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Triple G. We'll have you on again when you've got some shit
feet.
To drop. So.
Heard. All right. I'm going to fly away because I just learned how to do that.
What? He's got, like, Saiyan powers?
His arm's going to be tired.
Fuck, man.
What up, Dan?
Hey, did he just fly out of here?
Yeah, no, dude. He, like, flapped his arms really fast and, like, buzzed like a cicada. It didn't get picked up on the
Did you
podcast,
know he's not
going
to pay you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
this happened a couple
times. Yeah, he's a violent criminal.
My life. I take some old beat that I have that's, like, 7 years old and say, will this work? And he's like, yeah.
Just what I was thinking.
Which, by the way, that's a pretty good Triple G impression, if I do say so myself.
Yeah. No, that was pretty good.
Hold on. Mm-hmm.
No, I feel like you should give us a little bit of warning when Triple G shows up here, Dan, because he's like very heavily armed. And you're just like, I got a guest on the podcast tonight. And then, like, Triple G.
You guys seem to always treat him well.
Out of fear? Yes.
Yeah. Like, don't want to die, man.
Like,
you guys hear what he did to Fred Durst?
Yeah. No, not specifically.
I think I know what he wants to. I don't think he actually did.
He didn't say that.
Well, maybe he's getting smarter about being on air.
Criminal?
Yeah.
Fair enough. But,
bars.
We got some good Triple G content, which we hadn't had in quite some time. So.
Right, yeah,
right, I have a new
like
artist to listen
minutes.
To now, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't have to.
Triple G.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
How does it make you feel? That was crazy. It was like a delayed. It was like waiting.
Makes me feel like I want to leave.
It was kind of like when you tilt the cup and it has a bunch of ice in the bottom of it and like some of it trickles out and then one of them, like a bunch comes out at once. But like after.
Like it came in your face.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
Sounds a lot less gross.
Cum or the ice or the
both.
Burp? If you had to rate them on a scale, like what you'd prefer first and last.
The ice.
The ice is first. And then
I don't want
cum is
my
second.
Face.
What is the third thing?
Your burp?
The
Your burp.
Burp.
That
the
was
burp.
Nasty.
You want that second?
No, I don't.
Cum last. So you do want cum second then?
Well, I would take that over that nasty ass
you
burp.
Take cum over the burp?
Honestly.
I got to burp more. I'm going to desensitize you.
Oh.
Change it up.
No.
Okay. Never mind then.
So
anyways,
closing out the podcast, I have this very cerebral question.
Do you want to close it out? I can throw Tchaikovsky on again. We can go for 40 minutes.
Yeah, we could. I was just going to say, like, I keep running into this thing on the internet that kind of annoys me. That is...
Is it feet?
Yeah.
Footborne.
Yeah. Okay.
It's kurtzfeet.com.
Oh, no.
No, it is... this idea that American food is
inferior.
Not food. No,
yeah.
It's not that it's inferior. It's that American food is not original at all. Like the idea that.
What do you mean? Like American culture of food is just like a hot dog is a just shitty version of a taco. Like
yes,
rural,
correct.
Like,
it's like
correct.
There is no original American food.
What about a burger?
They say it's just
because it's just a sandwich.
No, because burger comes from a beef patty thing that was from Germany. And all we did was put it on a sandwich.
And added cheese.
I mean, I guess the most original American thing you could have is the Native American food, whatever they have.
American
indigenous
cheese.
Well, yeah. So, and
corn.
So,
that's not American.
Got plenty
that's
of
indigenous
that.
Person, or however you refer to
no,
that.
No, but I would still say that that's American food.
Yeah, because it is
from
America.
In the Americas doesn't
yeah.
necessarily mean
so,
it's the United States food.
There is this idea that there
Buffalo.
Is no original American
Buffalo.
Food.
Yeah.
All the food is derivative. And I think that's stupid because there's a large amount of ingredients that we use in food today. Potatoes, tomatoes, and corn. That were grown here.
Yeah. I mean, you can say that about any place, though, where they've got like ingredients that are from other places.
Yeah, but we're just a later culture to develop.
But that being said, like, okay, so none of these are very original, but I would say an American hamburger is not the same thing as, like, a hamburger steak.
Yeah, deep fried Oreo.
Yeah, I was going to say, have they ever been to the fucking state fair? We have done all sorts of crazy shit, and
it's just
all
ass, but it's delicious.
But, and I keep running into this, and I think that it's stupid because it uses a very narrow selection of, like, oh, corn is just, like, you know, like, wheat or, like, certain other things that were developed in other places, and I'm like...
Yeah, like, find me somewhere else's chili dog.
So, one of the things that gets brought up all the time is macaroni and cheese, and they say that that's British, and I'm like...
Oh, yeah, because it is.
No, fuck you. The British don't get macaroni and cheese. The Italians have been putting cheese on noodles forever. We don't get hamburgers. Like, if we don't get hamburgers, then they don't get macaroni and cheese, is the way I feel about it.
Right. Yeah, it's like carbonara.
Yeah, like, you can't, like, if you're going to be really selective about it, like, we've definitely done things to food that are specifically American. And
like over-processing.
Yeah. Over-processing,
well,
but...
frying things that other countries wouldn't fry.
Yeah, like butter.
Like but, people. Like, if you look at Italian pizza before...
Right,
the introduction of tomatoes, like, the tomato sauce is what it is. Like, putting cheese on dough is not, like, a revolutionary thing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I've run into this a few times, and it kind of, I don't know. I'm not a very patriotic person, but, like, for whatever reason, that kind of ticks me off.
I don't know. I think chili is a pretty inventive, I mean, you can... say that it's just like another like soup or stew. It's like it's a beef stew.
It's
almost.
A thick stew.
But like, no, it's not. It's different. Like,
it's using a lot of specifically American
like,
ingredients.
Cool, yeah, and I'll say that your French onion is just missing chicken and noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right.
Like, yeah.
Fuck off. Like you can take any soup and call it something that's similar to this because that's how soup works.
Well, and in a tweet chain, like the guy was saying, the only original thing that Americans came up with was like buffalo sauce.
As Ryan said 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, and which, you know, fine, but like...
Buffalo sauce.
Buffalo sauce is like the only original thing that Americans...
What about ranch?
And ranch. That was the,
but ranch is actually older than what we think of.
Yeah.
Ranch is like pilgrims and shit and like Oregon Trail type shit because they...
I think that's still here.
They had... Well, yeah. But Oregon Trail. But it's just neat that I thought it was like a more modern invention. And no, it was you take all your pickled veggies that you're trying to stretch.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're getting towards the end of their life. So you just fuck them all into a sauce. And now you have ranch.
Fuck them all into a sauce.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like the leftovers to make a pizza or leftovers to make a burrito, depending on what culture you have. And we took our pickled vegetables and turned it into ranch.
I just think that people go to logical leaps to make like American culture to seem smaller than it is.
No, American culture is fucking huge and like runs the world. It's just kind of shitty versions. It's like, I mean, it's like America.
It's
cheaper fucking quantity over quality of culture.
We are secondhand culture.
Yeah, but that being said, we made it into our own. Like it.
Yeah, it still is our culture.
Mm-hmm.
I heard someone say white culture is commercials.
That's hilarious.
Like we quote commercials more than other races because that's like our thing.
Kitschy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby bottle pop. I was singing.
How many times did I fucking sing just random phone numbers from like ads to you today?
I know. Get connected for free with Education Connection. Right. You know?
Proving it.
Yeah, no, we're
what the fuck?
We're talking about Hump Day earlier. The fucking Geico commercial that's part of our
damn it.
Love a little lad who loves berries and cream.
I
sing you the fucking
cream.
Snickers song all
that's
the time.
So stupid.
Chocolate peanuts. Chocolate
I'm so glad I don't have cable anymore.
Right, same. Honestly. But I still know all these. These are all the ones that from when I
like
used to have
ads.
As a child.
Yeah.
They're ingrained in our brains.
If I watch commercials now, I'd probably fucking know
like the
more.
877 cash now.
Right, 877 cash now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still do that commercial.
Yeah, if I have unpaid settlements, I need cash now, which I do, guys.
I do the Libby Bibbity.
Oh, yeah? At what number?
877 cash now.
Matt.
877 cash now.
What do you got for us?
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'd rather go stare at feet than talk about commercials.
Yeah. That's white culture.
Oh, man.
You going to go to WikiFeet?
You going to go to KurtzFeet.com?
Matt, what would you say is the most American like food?
Yeah, but what about on the
most American
the internet?
Food?
Yeah,
feet.
Shut up.
Deep fried toes.
Ew.
Well, you were bringing up ingredients that only exist in
here. Oh, yeah,
here.
We were talking about putting sauce on toes earlier.
What?
Could you guys shut up for a second?
Too many things.
Trying to be serious about Matt's feet.
Yeah, you should fuck off. Hold on. I'm talking to Matt about serious stuff. What would you say is
American food? I mean, the McDonald's cheeseburger.
Yeah?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
A branded corporate item.
Yeah. Very much. Yeah.
Yep, the Big Mac.
Fucking nailed it.
Yeah.
What do you think, like, of chili, though? Like, do you think that's, like, pretty American?
What's the most American food you can cook in your house?
Yeah, yeah. Let's say, like, you had to make a homemade...
Homemade Big Mac.
And you're like, I'm not borrowing from other cultures.
I mean, I immediately go to breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's
going straight to France.
Yeah, that's
really... Yep.
I don't know, bacon, eggs, and...
A bacon, egg, and cheese?
Yeah.
A farmer's breakfast.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a pretty...
That's like anywhere in the world,
yeah,
really.
That's every culture. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because there's just wildly accessible ingredients in your
own. All right, what about biscuits and gravy? Where is that from?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's South. Oh. Yeah.
That is South.
Yeah,
that's
comfort
here.
Comfort food. Yeah, yep. Comfort food we got.
Yeah,
soul
yeah.
Food.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck barbecue sauce on the toes. Barbecue sauce itself is fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I'd agree with you. Like, biscuits.
I'm doing a good job over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, all soul food is us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well,
that's
it can all be traced back.
Oh,
well, it can be traced back, but at the same time, it's like...
Africa.
Africa. Yeah.
To France.
They did not have gravy.
I mean, like, they got, like, barbecue and shit in, like, Asia and stuff.
That's true. Yeah. Gochujang and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how old is their barbecue compared to ours?
Hopefully it's fresh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm done.
Cool, we got two done. It's out. I got to eliminate Kurt and Ryan now. Oh, wait, hold on. We got to keep recording for just a second.
Okay.
One.
I'm going to piss on this couch.
Oh, well, we were.
Me too.
I'm going to say, I got a history thing I want to ask Curtis about. Do you know who Peter Foichen is?
No.
He's a Danish explorer.
Okay.
From the, when did he start exploring? It was like in the late 1800s, early 1900s.
Okay, yeah. So
he was like, he did a lot of exploring in Denmark and like Greenland, a lot of expeditions. But the reason why he is so interesting is because on one of these expeditions, a avalanche happened, okay, and he got caught under the avalanche. Now, he was able to escape and he survived and everything, apparently because he made a shiv out of his shit.
Yep.
And carved his way out.
I did hear about this.
Yeah.
Yes.
How old was that shit?
It would be there for a while. Yeah, I mean, it was like frozen under the blanket of snow that got him.
That's fucking nasty.
Yeah, so he did that. And then he also was in World War II, where he was captured in a Nazi like prison camp, which then he escaped as well.
With
okay,
shit?
So he was born in... 1900s, probably.
He was born in 1886.
He was like
now.
World War II. It says here he was in the a Nazi occupation camp where he also lost a leg to frostbite.
Okay, so
in 1926.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, 1926 is not World War II, though.
That's stupid.
Oh, no, that's when he lost his leg, it looked like.
Yeah. Okay.
World War I was before then, so he would have been, like, a decent age then. But then by World War II, he'd probably be older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, no, he'd be pretty old by...
1926?
Yeah.
1945, yeah. Well, in 1956, he also won the main prize on the TV show, the $64,000 question.
Wow.
This is an incredibly fascinating man. I heard about the poop shiv thing.
The shiv, yeah.
I did not know this man led such an enriching life.
Who did you just put on the phone?
That's stupid.
So, I've heard of this story specifically. The rest of this guy's life is also amazing. I didn't realize he lived that far into the future.
Yeah.
So, Godspeed, what's this man's name?
Peter Foichen.
Peter Foichen, you are our goat of the week, I guess.
Wow.
Cool.
Cock on.
Anybody else got anything?
No.
It's really hot here.
Oh, nice.
No.
I have to pee so bad it hurts.
You can go bathroom.
Go pee, girl.
Wait, play with this first.
Say goodbye.
No. I'm not going to play with that.
You want to wrap up the show, Curtis?
I mean, I can.
Again?
All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the Once Online podcast. Once again, we've had Daniel Ryan.
That's me.
We got Ryan Black.
Noima, 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 noima.
We got Matthew Harding.
Hey.
We got Taylor on the podcast.
Copy.
Yeah, I'm done.
Who are you?
Gay.
Wait, is it weird yes or is it that stupid yes?
That's weird yes.
That's fuck. That's a hard thing to do on the spot.
Hurry.
That's weird.
Yes.
Nice.
And I ended with a
hint
of the truth.
Hard like my fucking cock.
Shameless self-plug that outside of producing and engineering for Triple G, I also do my own stuff under the artist name Mad Wolf on all streaming platforms. This is actually an older track off the Cult Gang Quarantine album released in 2020. This one's called Stay Inside. I hope you enjoy it and check out some of my other work. There's plenty. There's like 7 albums and I still have more coming. And definitely thanks for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoy. Stay Inside by Mad Wolf.
Long after winter's done, still writing cold songs, sound so calm. Like my heart's on my arms, so through my hands, soft and slow like the air wind. It's 10 below and I'm blaring like my friends ask me, something wrong. I'm on my own side. I'm a snow globe. I shake it up and bring it back when I like. It ain't cold, but I feel it inside. Stay inside. Like the sun, I can see it, but I just can't feel it anymore. Stick around, it's still too dark when you're underground. Even as a night owl, sometimes I think I'm just found. Did I turn my head away or just all the way around? Did the weather just make my feathers wet? Too heavy to fly. Stay inside, enjoy the sky while it's calm. Overcast, nevertheless, got my smile on, but they still think something's wrong. When is dead and gone, I moved on. Still here writing cold, cold songs. Cold songs for warm weather. It's getting better forever. I can always find December. Cold songs for warm weather. It's still getting better. Sank with the rope still savable. Watching break who we thought unwavable. We can only take so much. The stars quit, but only because we only see perspective of us. The sun doesn't stop, but it gives the rush. Cause even the day breaks, some days just on yours. Just unsure. Turn out as easy as turning up tracks in the breeze and relaxing like bees. Take me back to the feeling of evening and daytime. Stealing it down and push it out to the wayside. There's no time realer than now. But I can sever these bright clouds, turn to rain and push out. For cold songs for warm weather. It's
That's weird.
Yes.